So you're back to work the next day. 636-685-8040 or Dr. Karen Boone at metrosinus.com.
The 2016 St. Louis FC season kicks off Saturday, April 16th versus the Tulsa Roughnecks at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Make your plans now for the 2016 season and be a part of the tailgating, cheering, chanting, and sold-out crowds that supported the team all last season. Professional soccer is back. Season tickets start at just $150. For season tickets or individual game tickets, call 636-680-0997 or go to stlouisfc.com.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus wood-look tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale ends Thursday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. Now, John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
We all have big dreams, whether it's buying a new home, paying off your bills, or even college tuition. Vinson Mortgage understands that sometimes we all need a little help, and that's why we're here. By using the equity in your home, you can turn these big dreams into a reality. Call today and let one of our experienced loan officers help you find the best options for your financial future. 314-839-9999 or visit VinsonMortgage.com.
NMLS 225-095 12801 Flushing Meadows, St. Louis 631-31.
Put some smarts in your car. Plug in Hum by Verizon to get vehicle diagnostics, emergency incident alerts, and pinpoint roadside assistance. For a smarter, safer car, go to hum.com.
One operation, two blood transfusions, two MRIs, 3 weeks in isolation, 5 trips to the emergency room, 6 hospital admissions, 16 bone marrow tests, 20 sedations, 120 scheduled trips to the emergency room, 150 needles, 10,500 pills. The number of reasons to give are endless.
The Big 550 KTRS and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals have partnered together to raise money for this St. Louis Children's Hospital and SSM Health Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. They help 475,000 kids a year. On Friday, April 1st, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., McGraw, Martin Kilcoyne, John Carney, and Frank O'Pinion are dedicating their shows to this worthy cause during the KTRS Inner Architects 12 Hours of Miracles Radiothon, brought to you in part by AD Lift Truck. Please donate now by going to KTRS.com and look for the events tab.
Do it now! Children's Miracle Network Hospitals heal thousands of kids each year. Thank you, St. Louis!
Blame it on the equipment.
There used to be a song Dan would know it. Blame it on the bossa nova.
Yeah.
Blame it on the old equipment. KTRS.
Blame it on the equipment.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of tech.
There's definitely no fun on FM today.
No.
Big, good-looking, rugged, strong, macho men.
I don't even want to know. I think I know who that was.
Yes.
I don't even want to know. Probably somebody doing an impression of him, because he would never say anything like that. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 28th edition of Pinion's Playhouse. Bill Cleveland, gracious enough to, as he has, I don't know, 400 times, wait to go in the Playhouse, because sometimes we just get carried away. We run out of time, so he'll be with us. Playhouse brought to you today by Matheny Heating and Cooling. You're going to need them. I would say you need them maybe the least, and you can survive if the system goes out in spring and fall, but spring will be over soon, and you'll need them. What the heck?
I don't know.
It's a new studio. We had to move down here.
Oh, it's not new. It's another old studio.
It's the other old studio, and it's a little different than what we're used to.
So if you hear a couple of glitches and blips, it's not Peon's fault. He's in uncharted waters today. So, from antiquated studio number 2, let's see who's running the board. Oh, yes, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are not hearing from your current advisor, you really should talk to Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every quarter. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going crazy today. Hi, everybody.
Yes, it is. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And we talked earlier about all the ectomies that are surgeries. Appendectomy, tonsillectomy, blah, 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 blah. I didn't know this. Rat Boy was just in surgery a month ago for cheesectomy.
Oh.
He had too much cheese impacted.
Oh.
You know those commercials that talk about... he had too much cheese.
Deeply rooted cheese.
But don't want to see the results of that.
No, they had to go in there and rotor-rooter the cheese out of it. So stop eating so much cheese. Maybe that won't happen. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. I don't know who you use or who you call when something's not right with your heating and cooling system, but I, without any hesitation at all, would ask you to consider calling Matheny. See, we try to soft sell here. We don't. I hear these other. I just heard one where we have a commercial and they're saying nobody's better, and one where it says they're the best. Well. Really? I don't think you've met every company like that in the world. There could be another really good heating and cooling company, and I'm sure there is, but I would be willing to bet that nobody is better. So when you have as good as it can get, nobody's going to be better. And let's just say there's Ajax Heating and Cooling, and they're pretty much equal to Matheny. Why would you call them? You're AM and the PM, for goodness sake. So is Matheny. Now, there certainly are a lot of inferior heating and cooling companies. People who really don't care whether they visit you a second time or not. And I'm not making this up because I told you one time a story about a businessman that I knew who went into another business and told a fellow proprietor, he said, you know... And it was a restaurant. He said, I know my food is horrible. He said, but if I could just serve everybody one time, I'll never run out of business. That was his whole, I'm not kidding, that was his whole philosophy. About that's a horrible way. That'd be like if Matheny said, well, if we can just go to everybody in St. Louis and St. Charles County one time, there are enough homes and businesses that will never not be busy. Now, they won't have us back. But that's okay, as long as we get everybody once. It's a terrible way to do business. There's just the opposite, their philosophy. They want you to not even consider having anybody else back, but to get to that point, they have to impress you. They have to impress you with their pricing, with the expediency with which they get out to your house, with their respect, cleanliness, how they treat you, and their honesty. And then they'll know that you'll call them back, and then you'll tell everybody else in your neighborhood and your friends and your relatives, this is who you need to call, Matheny. And that's exactly what has happened for 74 years. So if you live in St. Charles County or St. Louis County, any part of either county, they'd love to have you as a new customer, and you're going to love having them as your permanent heating and cooling company, whether it's just for a peace of mind checkup or to repair something that's wrong, or to replace the entire system. And you can be a business or a residence. Nobody is too large or too small. No company is too large or small. No home is too large or too small. No unit is too old. It doesn't matter the model, the make, the type, the size. They're trained to work on all of them. Matheny. Please remember the name if you're AM and the PM and tell them that.
I made up a song
what?
For Matheny. Nobody does it better than Matheny. That's all I have right now.
That's too much already. You already have it too much. Yeah. You should have stopped with, well, you just should have stopped before you started,
yeah.
Probably. That was a great bit.
Stop with
Thanks.
The thought.
Yeah. I don't know that there is anybody who does it better. How can you do better than the best? How can you do better than that? It's like Schaefer. If the vehicle is perfect, how do you beat perfection? If your Matheny service is perfect, price is right, you like the people, they respect you, they're on time, what's better than that? So just tell them that's all we ever ask. Because unless they know their money is well spent, they're not going to advertise places where they can't see the return. Our listeners are very good about that. Thank you for that, and let's keep it up. Tell Matheny or AM and the PM. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
He's in Ohio.
Where in Ohio?
I'm not sure. I didn't get it.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Where are you?
I am in Owensboro, Kentucky, right along the Ohio River.
Oh. Okay, he's in Kentucky. He's okay. Owensboro.
Right, edit that out so it'll sound like I knew, and let's pick it up here. From Owensboro, Kentucky, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpert and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you, as always, by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or download the app STL Taxi. It's free, and it works. Great way to get a Laclede Cab, the only cab you ever want to be seen in if you're AM and the PM. And now from Owensboro, Kentucky, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, he'll be in Ohio tomorrow on the Kentucky River.
Why are you in?
He's wrong.
That's a good one.
He was partly right. I texted him a little while ago. I was in the middle of the Ohio River. I was on a catfishing expedition looking for catfish. I was with a guy that does, he arranges the biggest catfish tournament in the United States, right here in Owensboro, Kentucky. We actually caught a 20-pound catfish. How about that?
Now, do they noodle them or catch them with a rod and reel?
Rod and reel. He had four reels going. I was schooled a little bit on fishing. I don't fish a lot. I don't know a lot about fishing, but it was a lot of fun. Went out on the river, and this guy was, I mean, he was serious. As you might imagine from a guy that arranges a catfish fishing tournament. But it was really interesting.
Well, first of all, catfish is a fun fish to catch because it puts up a good fight. That's fun to catch because it'll fight you. Now,
he actually bit the one that we caught today. I say we like I had anything to do with it. He actually bit the guy when he was reeling it in. He got a little bite for him, but it was amazing. The guy was showing me these pictures of catfish that he's caught recently, and one was like 80 freaking pounds. They're huge.
The biggest catfish I've ever personally seen was 85 pounds. That a guy caught. They get really, really big.
A little frightening, but no, Owensboro, Kentucky is a cool town, and they have the Bluegrass Hall of Fame is actually here in Owensboro, Kentucky. How about that? So tomorrow I'm supposed to have some sort of a bluegrass music lesson taught by one of the professionals, somebody that played with Bill Monroe. You know that name.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, do they know you're now a piano player?
They did ask if I played any instruments, and I said, well, I'm trying to play the piano, and they said there's no piano in bluegrass, so I'm kind of out of luck.
Yeah, that's
I'll
true.
Learn, hopefully learn something tomorrow to share with you. But,
all right.
Learn to play some spoons. You can play spoons.
Yeah,
or the washboard.
They'll accept spoons.
Yeah, washboard.
No, I don't play any of that.
Okay.
See,
Dan, when you interrupt, you see it through him completely.
I know, I'm sorry.
Timing is off. It was going so well.
I after I heard that nobody does it better thing, but I stayed on the phone because I'm a team player. Here.
Thanks, are. Bill.
Wow. Well, Pope Francis said one of the things he misses most about ordinary life is the ability to go out and eat pizza without being recognized. about that. Yeah. I don't know, though, if I'd worry about it too much. I mean, can you imagine a guy that works at Pizza Hut saying, hey, you know who came into work today? The Pope. You going to believe that guy?
Go out with his hat off.
Bill, you sound a little bit muddy. It's a little bit muddy. I don't know why.
And finally, this afternoon.
Now, see, that cleared it up. Man. Cleared it up a little bit. Now he's mad. He's going to go ahead and go to the end because he's mad.
Going straight to the end. Well, some bad news, I guess, for Ted Cruz. He's facing allegations of infidelity with as many as 5 different women, according to the...
You go, Ted. It worked for Bill. It worked for Bill.
Now, see, what are you doing? I have a little... A punchline
here. Oh, you ruined it. Oh, my God.
You know,
punchline.
The hell with all 3 of you. You ruined this whole thing.
Well, let me see how badly I ruined it. What was the punchline?
All right. With as many as 5 different women, according to the National Enquirer story out this weekend. It's not all bad news, though. After hearing that news, he earned the endorsement of President Bill Clinton.
There you go.
You ruined it.
Sorry.
Have fun in Ohio.
Complete waste of time.
Sorry.
The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown Owensboro, Kentucky, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS. Right.
Thank you, Bill.
Bring us some Buckeyes back from Kentucky.
I'll put some video of that catfish up on my Bill on the Road Facebook page.
Okay.
All right.
See, adios. Bye-bye. Now, see, you can tell Bill's not a fisherman, because when he said 20 pounds, he acted like he's a whale.
Yeah.
Now, 20 pounds is a big catfish, but it's not unusual at all around Missouri to catch 30, 40, 50. My son, on a couple of occasions, has caught like 50-pound catfish. Well, that is big. But
then he said they were looking for catfish. That you don't really, you go on the boat and you fish. That's kind of, you don't really look for them.
Well, maybe they have fish finders.
I guess, but.
It was obvious he's not a fisherman.
No.
Isn't a good place to fish for catfish? Isn't that at the dam by the Lake of the Ozark? At the Lake of the Ozark?
Yeah, usually in any dam, right up around the dam, spoonbill and catfish, that's a good place to catch the bigger ones like that. Very good, Dan.
Oh,
yeah, we heard him talking about it last week, and we asked him about that noodling. He hadn't heard of that before. Those guys are...
They're crazy.
Oh yes. I mean, because many of them have been killed from...
Well, I don't know about that. But,
yes, because they get stuck underwater.
They drown.
The people that don't know what noodling is, you essentially dive down in, you know, a river or a lake, and you jam your fist in a sunken log,
trying to get a catfish to
latch onto your hand.
Yeah, or in an underground sort of cave in the water.
Yeah.
And you run your whole arm past your elbow up there and try to grab it from the inside
of your hand
mouth
as the bait.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
And hopefully the thing doesn't keep you underwater.
I have never wanted to do that.
No. That does not
appeal to me at all. That was Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab. It's just been a tough couple of weeks. First, Fife Dog, the rapper, and now Gary Shandling. And Gary Shandling was never married. Did you know that he lived for quite a while, for several years, with a Playboy playmate?
Really?
Yeah, but he was never married. And I think he, like Paul Reiser, and who's that one real neurotic guy, Richard Lewis. Those guys and Shandling seem to me like it would be tough for any woman to kind of live with them. Because they really are just neurotic and sort of out there. But I like Shandling. I like the fact that I don't know how to describe his presentation, but it was a combination of insecure and embarrassed and still thinking he was funny, laughing at himself. It's hard to explain. But the Larry Sanders Show was brilliantly done. Brilliantly done. And I can't remember the name of that guy who played his sidekick.
Jeffrey Tambor.
That's it. Is he still alive?
Yeah.
So Gary Shandling gone at 66.
Yeah. Oh, and young. The other night, Johnny Carson, those replays on 2.2, Johnny Carson had Gary Shandling's first appearance on The Tonight Show.
I bet he had a whole lot of hair.
Oh, he did. It was like an afro. But, man, he was so funny on that first appearance.
No, he was a lot funnier than the guy. David Brenner was a guy I never found that
funny.
Oh,
I never understood him.
All right, now, folks, I'm going to share a couple of quick stories with you. And these are sick, sick stories. Just because I've told you before, I think we need to know the people around us. And you need to know that on any given day, when you're sitting in your car, walking down the street, you're just a few feet away from somebody who's a complete nut or dangerous. Listen to this. This woman in Florida has been accused of, and this is gross, having sex with her two dogs. Her boyfriend turned her in. He went to the cops and gave them multiple videos that she took of herself. She took selfies of her having sex with her pit bull dogs.
Oh,
these are pit bull. Well, I saw a story today. Apparently, there's not just one woman out there doing this, because I saw one today, but it was a chihuahua.
A chihuahua?
No, I'm sorry, a dachshund.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't even know how that's...
Aren't they considered
wiener dogs?
Well,
I don't want to really think about it. But,
what do you do with somebody like this? This is a sick... This is a different kind of sick weirdo. Mm. What do you even do with these people? Unbelievable. Her name, what the heck is, who cares what her name is? Doesn't matter. She does dogs. 18 years old, and I saw a picture, pretty good looking. Yeah, I mean, decent looking.
I wonder if they did it human style or doggy style.
Wait a minute, Goldie wants to say something. Oh, Goldie's trying to, she's scratching it. Oh,
Goldie.
I love you too, Goldie. Not in that way. Not in that, sick way. And then this is not perverted sick. This is just flat out.
Oh, back to that story real quick. The only thing I can think of when I hear a story about that is guys out there that have spent their whole life, striking out with women and are still a virgin, and then they hear some of these women are doing dogs.
Man, oh man. This is just an example. I want to read this to let you know that we are also surrounded by ignorant, low-life, just people with no conscience. This is a horrible, horrible story in our own backyard, Lincoln County. This guy shot his adult son in the back because he said his son was being disrespectful by wearing his pants too low. You know, I can't tell you how many times when my sons were growing up, when I thought I didn't like their haircut, I thought about shooting them in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And that's how you'd have to say it. That'll learn you, because that's about the mentality of these people. And there's one more that was just, oh, man, what did I do? This is so pathetic. It was oh my goodness. Again, we need to know that these people are around. Here's a St. Louis man this past Friday sentenced to 18 years in prison. He beat his 23-month-old stepdaughter in 2014 to death because she took a piece of his cake.
Oh.
Mm. Now, listen to me. This is a 2-year-old girl. Nothing is cuter. So Deontay Evans, 25, decides he didn't like it because Jabria Phillips took his piece of cake. So he hit her so hard, he killed her. Oh, my goodness. Mm. And the girl's mother, Shanika Evans, had faced the same charges because they knew she had beaten the girl, too. These people should go immediately to the electric chair.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Let's tell a joke and lighten it up. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
We've told this joke, I'll bet, 25 times. But the reason I'm telling it today is about 4 days ago, I saw Titanic was on, so I recorded it. I've been watching it in just little pieces. I've watched about a third of it. I forgot what a fantastic movie Titanic is. It's a great movie. So that's the reason for the joke. There's a bar. There's a Jewish guy in the bar. He's had a few drinks, and he sees a Chinese guy sitting at the bar. So he walks over to the Chinese guy, and the Jewish guy punches him in the face as hard as he can. And the Chinese guy picks himself up off the floor and goes, "Hey, what did you hit me for? What was that for?" And the Jewish guy says, "That was for Pearl Harbor, buddy." And he goes, "Pearl Harbor? I'm Chinese. That was Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor." The Jewish guy goes, "Chinese, Japanese, what's the difference?" Jewish guy sits back down. A few minutes later, the Chinese guy walks over to the Jewish guy and punches him as hard as he can in the face. The Jewish guy gets up and goes, "Hey, man, what was that for?" The Chinese guy goes, "That, my friend, for Titanic." Jewish guy goes, "The Titanic? The Titanic was sunk by an iceberg." The Chinese guy goes, "Iceberg, Goldberg, what the difference?"
Meet me. Let's go airborne and check traffic now with Tim Weiland.
Got a report of a new accident now on southbound 55 near Potomac that's causing backups. We had westbound 364. I guess people trying to avoid the mess on Highway 70 westbound. They're taking 364. You're jammed up from Bennington Place just a little bit west of the Maryland Heights Expressway, and then things open up after that through Highway 94. I'm looking at westbound 44 now. We're jammed up still from the Compton Overpass through Hampton, and then things look pretty good until you get to Guyer Road. Then the right lane slows down. Southbound 270, we've got stop-and-go traffic between Olive and Ladue, and then from the Clayton Road Overpass down south of Manchester. On northbound 270, just a little bit north of Olive, you've got five or six vehicles that are off on the side of the roadway. The police are with it, but traffic does back up to about Ladue. And then on westbound 70, things were jamming up from right at 270 out through 94. This report brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. They present Speed Perks Rewards Program. Spend $100 and get $20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. The Big 550 KTRS and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals have partnered together to raise money for the St. Louis Children's Hospital and SSM Health Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital during the KTRS Idner Architects 12 Hours of Miracles Radiothon, brought to you in part by AD Lift Truck.
Children's Miracle Network Hospitals heal thousands of kids each year.
On Friday, April 1st, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., McGraw, Martin Kilcoyne, John Carney, and Franco Pinion are dedicating their shows to this worthy cause.
All to save and improve the lives as many children as possible.
Please donate now by going to KTRS.com and look for the events tab.
Do it now! Thank you, St. Louis!
The weekend of April 15th, 16th, and 17th, the Cardinals host the Cincinnati Reds. That weekend is loaded with great giveaways and promotional items. Friday night, it's the Ameren Missouri replica Busch Stadium 3 with lights. Saturday, the Adam Wainwright bobblehead, presented by Nathan's Famous and Schnucks. Sunday, the Yadier Molina adult replica home white jersey. That's the weekend of April 15th, 16th, and 17th. The Cards and Reds and great promotional giveaways. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Man, just look at how handsome this bobblehead is. Yes, that bobblehead is me. Fans, this is Adam Wainwright. On Saturday, April 16th, we face the Reds, and it's the Adam Wainwright Bobblehead Giveaway, presented by Nathan's Famous and Schnucks. 30,000 fans ages 16 and older will take home my bobblehead. Don't miss it. April 16th, get my bobblehead. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Is that nice to see?
Cardinals baseball, tradition meets today.
Henry and George are neighbors, surrounded by all the wonders of nature. Henry made a wise decision and called Terminix to protect his home against termites. Unfortunately, George didn't call Terminix. Terminix gave Henry a free termite inspection and protected his home from future termite invasions.
Oof.
But George didn't.
Uh-oh.
Don't be like George. Be like Henry and protect your home with Terminix, the nation's leading provider of termite and pest control services. Call 1-800-300-0322. With over 85 years' experience, Terminix will stop those damaging invaders in their tracks. And with our ultimate protection guarantee, we can also defend your home against future invasions and the damage they may cause. If they come back, so will we. It's your home, not theirs. For a free termite inspection, call Terminix at 1-800-300-0322. That's 1-800-300-0322.
Ultimate protection guarantee not available on every plan. Limitations apply. Call for details.
Hi, I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Text the word SHAPE to 313131 and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. Now here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text SHAPE to 313131 and get started for free right now. Again, text SHAPE to 313131.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day trial. Cancel anytime.
If time has not been very kind to your teeth, Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care can give you back your smile. With cleanings, Invisalign, or dental implants, whatever you need, it's all under one roof. Dr. Bowen can perform implant dentistry from start till finish and has been doing so in an office that's not a one-size-fits-all facility. Dr. Bowen can also fit your new implants with existing dentures so you can eat corn on the cob and apples, as well as reclaim your smile. If you want an honest opinion about your dental needs, go see Bowen Dental Care. They specialize in customer service and will take care of you from start to finish. Get the treatment you and your family deserve with Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, near I-270 and 170 on Dunn Road. Call them at 314-921-3500 and get your smile back. Online at BowenDentalCare.com. That's B-O-A-I-N DentalCare.com.
Do you freak out every time you break out? Try Proactiv. There's a huge reason Proactiv is the number one acne treatment. It totally works. For just $19.95, you'll get Proactiv and a rotating deep cleansing brush. A $45 value, yours free. For only $19.95, you're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call now for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-644-5944.
The earnings tax hurts working people and keeps St. Louis from growing. A no vote on Proposition E phases this tax out over 10 years. A full decade is a long time. Families and small businesses never get so much time to figure out their budget. Our city leaders can find ways to replace the earnings tax. We could save money by modernizing our systems and cutting waste. On April 5th, vote no on Proposition E. 10 years is plenty of time. Paid for by Vote No on the E-Tax. Debbie Schneider, Treasurer.
Hello, Jay Randolph. With a question, is your golf cart ready to roll? Golf season is here. Go to Ellis Battery. They carry that Crown Battery brand, the very best. They focus on quality and production. And there are 6 locations to serve you in Missouri. Check them out on the web at ellisbatteries.com. That's ellisbatteries.com for the very best way to get from here to there.
Start easy, stay positive, Ellis Batteries.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Mayor Tom Schneider, and this message is from the city of Florissant. An important reminder to Florissant voters on Propositions B-A-R, keyword bar. Our meeting at JFK on Propositions BAR answered questions about the importance of BAR to Florissant homeowners. Our last BAR town hall meeting is at the Egan Center on Wednesday, March 30th at 7 p.m. We look forward to explaining why your mayor and unanimous city council think BAR are important to Florissant. Please be patriotic and remember to vote on Tuesday, April 5th on Propositions BAR.
Are you looking for a nine-hole golf course during lunch hour? Visit Berry Hill Golf Course in the city of Bridgeton. Call 314-731-7979. That's 314-731-7979 for Berry Hill Golf Course in Bridgeton.
The country singer named Mark Chestnut a couple of decades ago had a song, Dan probably knows it, I'm going through the Big D, you don't mean Dallas.
Yeah.
I think from Dallas, Texas, we're going to check in with Mike Evans. I believe he's down there visiting his daughter. But he's still, no matter where he may roam, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything and right next door to each other. And a gift card from either Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse, or if you really want to put it on, both. A gift card from both. Always appreciated. Now from Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans.
Give it up.
How's everything in Dallas?
Everything's going good. I fly back to California tomorrow. Cheryl is babysitting the grandkids, and I'm out with my two daughters and their husbands. They're a very, very fancy place. I'm trying to figure out a way that maybe I can, you know, I think the kids should pay for my dinner.
I agree.
It's really expensive. So
well, they should pay. You
know, the entree start like at $55 or something.
Whoa.
So I've had a glass of wine, and I actually took your call, and I'm actually in a this private room. I just sort of, nobody's in here. I just kind of wandered around towards the back and went into this private area, and I'm all by myself in this room, so I can talk to you guys.
Wow.
That's something. So, that is a good story.
You could get a lap dance in there.
Dan, he's with his family.
He's in a restaurant.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I'm with my children. Do you mind?
My goodness, Dan.
A lap dance.
I got a pop quiz for a question. You ready?
Yeah.
Who has the highest IQ? Madonna, Quentin Tarantino, Sharon Stone, or Nicole Kidman? Okay. Most dedicated celebrity when it comes to working out has got to be Jennifer Aniston. She gets up at 4 o'clock, is out the door at 4:30, works out to 9 o'clock every morning.
Wow.
Yeah. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie Zootopia? It's a kid's movie?
No.
No,
fabulous.
Not yet.
Just crossed $700 million. Anybody listening has a family, I strongly suggest it. I have two, and I know that my friend, Franco, will be very excited. I have two Justin Bieber nuggets today.
Oh, I love him. Yeah.
Justin Bieber puts up a $10,000 security at all hotels that he goes to, and it is never enough to take care of the damage that is done by the time he leaves. They always have to send him a bill for more damage.
Man.
Are we surprised at that?
No.
No. And Justin Bieber takes off his clothes. He's been taking off a lot of his clothes on stage down to almost like a thong. And now a few of the markets that he's going to while on tour have contacted him and have put him on notice that police will be there and he will be arrested if police determine that his behavior or conduct is obscene. So this could be good. We might get to see him arrested in a thong.
Oh, I think...
Why would anybody want to see Justin Bieber in a thong?
I don't know, but I think he would love that. He would love the publicity.
I would love to see him go be thrown in jail with a bunch of hardened criminals in a thong.
Oh, yeah.
Bend him over like a cheap table suit.
Yeah.
Is
it true?
Kim Kardashian's mom, Kris Jenner, arranged for Kim's sex tape and also helped market it? And distribute it. It was all the mom's idea. Now that's a good mother.
Well, anybody who is surprised at that is really naive.
I agree. TV news: Steve Harvey's new show, The Little Big Shot, huge ratings. It won every rating last night except against the basketball. So it's actually it's like kids say the darnest thing, the old Art Linkletter thing.
Yeah, it's very good. I liked it. I like it.
Yeah, it's still a good show. How about New York Post headline, guys?
Yep, we're ready.
About Trump. Can you tell I've had a couple glasses of wine?
We can always tell you've had a couple glasses of wine.
Yes, that's true, actually. Post headline, it's about Trump. Says that he will charge other countries who want our protection and help in any way policing, charge them for our military personnel, the cost of everything from weapons to explosives to cost of airplanes to ships. So the New York Post headline screamed, you ready?
Ready.
Trump, leader of the fee world.
Oh, that's not too bad. That's not bad.
Well, that was kind of good. Date in history. On this date, March 28, 1967. Georgia, Alabama, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas were ordered by the 5th District Federal Courts to segregate your schools in 3 months, or they will be taken over by the federal government, in which they all did except Mississippi, which... I guess everybody knows about that. Hmm. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
God, you guys are quiet today.
Well, because
I'm drunk.
We're taking it in. No, we're taking it all in.
Yeah.
I think it's stuff. You know, I thought this was a good report.
It is. Plus, we've had some traumatic things go on today.
What happened?
Our computer went down in the other studio. We had to move in the middle of the show.
Plus, Mike, on top of all that, we lost Gary Shandling, and before that, we lost Fife Dog, okay? The rapper.
Yeah, so we're a little out of sorts.
We just haven't quite recovered.
You didn't have to bring up Fife Dog.
See? Now that you think about it, now you know why we're kind of still in a fog.
Okay, I just want to finish now, finally.
Yeah, okay. He's so sensitive.
All right, who has the highest IQ? Madonna, Quentin Tarantino, Sharon Stone, Nicole Kidman. Give it up.
Oh, man, I either want to go Sharon Stone or... I'm going to say Madonna.
Tarantino.
I'll say Sharon Stone.
Madonna has a 132, Sharon Stone a 138, Nicole Kidman a 152, Quentin Tarantino the same IQ as Albert Einstein, 180.
Wow. I hate to hear that.
Quentin Tarantino. I'm coming home. I'm going to be in Southern California tomorrow, and we should be back in the old routine, so we will talk to you tomorrow from Southern California, from Dallas, Texas, in a very nice place. Having a few cocktails.
Can't tell it.
And,
you can't tell it.
And really enjoying the broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are. You're the one. He can't
rambling
even say
lot,
his name right. He calls him Quentin Tarantino.
I know.
It's Tarantino.
Yeah.
But you can't correct him.
No.
Mike Evans from a place in Dallas where I'm sure they can't wait till he leaves. brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything. Hello to Greg, who's listening, who works for Steve Foley in Chicago. I appreciate the text, and I appreciate your listening. It is time to have a little talk about something that, when the weather starts getting really warm, is going to cost you money if you don't replace it, and that's your windows, your faulty windows, your windows that are now too old, builder-grade windows that are going to let hot air in when you want to keep it out, and that's been letting the cold air in when you wanted it to stay out this winter, which brings me to Window World. Window World is available all over the country. In the St. Louis area, there are two guys. Their names are Jim and John, okay? And John Gillette and Jim Lomax run a terrific business. And they take what they do very, very seriously. And they're also very charitable. And they contribute a lot of money to St. Jude Children's Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. And we're going to be talking about that pretty soon because the trivia night's coming up. But what I need to remind you of now is simply this. I know that buying windows is not fun or exciting. It's one of those things where you go, we got to do what? Oh, crap. It's just not you want to put it off as long as you can, but there's going to come a time you have to do it. And there's several ways you can do it. You can spend a whole lot more money than the $189 per window at Window World. And the people who say and who you hear say, you can't get much of a window for $189. You know who that is saying that? Other companies that are selling windows for more and cannot begin to understand how Window World can do what they do. $189, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. You want to know more? Go to this website. I'll give you a phone number first. 314-993-1800. 993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, you had an accident or a vehicle fire on westbound 70 in Bermuda that had things backed up in both directions. You also have an accident eastbound 40 at Hanley. Looks like we are slow now between Clayton Warson and McKnight up through Hanley. Southbound 270 is thinned out. The only other traffic that's really jamming up is westbound 44, and that goes a little west of Jefferson out through Hampton. Wondering if your battery's on its way out? Stop by Advance, and they'll test it for you free of charge at Advance Auto Parts. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
The Big 550. Too desirable to be real.
KTRS.
Treat yourself to the new rotisserie-style chicken sandwich from Subway, made with tender, hand-pulled, all-white chicken raised without antibiotics. The Subway Sandwich Shop. Fresh is what we do.
In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Hunting down a serial killer, the rare weapon investigators hope someone will recognize that may help solve a string of murders.
Plus, the major case squad may be closing in on a killer. The latest on their investigation into a weekend murder in Wentzville.
And University City officials set to vote tonight on what to do about the police department's condemned headquarters.
On Fox 2 News at 6, St. Charles City Police appealing to gun collectors tonight, hoping that they can help solve a string of murders.
A rare gun built primarily for target shooting has been identified as the weapon used by the Interstate 70 serial killer. Fox 2's Betsy Bruce is live in St. Charles now with more. Betsy.